Not at all. Because, I mean, when Blaine was here, obviously he has an unbelievable skill set. You know, he can, and we see him on film now. He's throwing the ball really well. It's just it needed to be at the right place at the right time, and unfortunately things didn't work out here. But it's obvious to see why he's had other opportunities, because he has a great skill set as a quarterback. He throws the ball downfield really well, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. So it's good to see him, that he has an opportunity and he's playing well.
Rare in this day and age that you go to a city that you haven't been to. Did you ever play in Arizona with the Bills?
I was there with Buffalo.
Jags have only played there once. It's not a place they're familiar with. It's kind of interesting when you get to a city that you haven't been to. You've been in the league as long as you have, you know?
Yeah.
And the team just hasn't been there a while.
Yeah, so it'll be something new for us, and it's a fun place to play. It'll be very challenging. It's a very challenging place to play as well. They have a great crowd there, and it's always packed. So it'll be a great environment. It'll be a great environment for us to go into, in a very competitive, very hostile environment. So it'll be a fun place to play.
Does this team have the one game at a time mentality that you need to win at this time of the year?
That's all we have, especially because so we're 7-3, but. You know, Coach Brown told us 7 wins in the NFL doesn't get you anything. So that's all we have. Take it one game at a time, completely focus on the Arizona Cardinals, and that's it.
Paul, this is so different, though, from what you've had in the NFL. I mean, how much fun are you having right now?
I mean, it's awesome to be in the situation where we finally, you put in a ton of hard work and you see the success that comes with that. So that's exciting. You know, it's exciting to be a part of, and to know with this group we just want to continue to, each week, work hard, earn it, you know, earn the chance to win and move on. So it's a fun place to be right now.
Well, the easy thing for us to say is Darius got here and the run game has changed. Is it that simple? What else in your mind has changed in your run defense?
Oh, thank you. Well, bringing him here, he's had an enormous impact, not only but what he can do, but then he's elevated the play of everybody around him, which is awesome. He makes things better for the linebackers. We know that, hey, that he takes up blocks. We need to get downhill better. We need to fit better. So I think, you know, not only his skill set and the dominant play that he's brought, but his presence has elevated the play of everyone else that he lines up with, which is awesome.
I know he's on the other side of the locker room, but Calais goes back to Arizona this week.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to quantify exactly the impact he's made this season for this football team?
I mean, I don't think we're at where we're at right now if it's not for, you know, Calais. He's obviously had an enormous impact, not only on the field with the sacks and the big plays, but helping to change the culture, you know, and to have a leader like him come in, and the impact that he's had on everybody in this locker room has been impressive. So, I mean, he has a lot of responsibility for where we're at right now.
What do you see from Blaine Gabbert?
Yeah. He's playing really well. You know, it's the same thing that you saw when he was here. You knew he had an unbelievable skill set, athletic quarterback that can run, and he's throwing the ball really well downfield. And he has the confidence to put the ball in tight spaces. So it's awesome to see him because we know him. You know, that he's having that type of success, and it's going to be a great challenge for us to play against him.